How did this happen? She asked. My eyes shut of their own volition. I don't remember.
It was a lie.
Dr. Martinez looked distressed. Max, are you sure I can't help in some way? I shook my head, irritated at myself. Irritated at her for bringing all this up. Nah, it's all over anyway, done. But I have to get out of here. Some friends are waiting for me, it's really important. How will you get to them? Can I give you a ride? No, I said, frowning and rubbing my hurt shoulder. I need to, fly there, but I don't think I can fly yet. Dr. Martinez creased her forehead, thinking, It would be dangerous for you to strain your injury before it's healed. I couldn't tell the extent of it, but I could give you a better idea if we had an X-ray. I looked at her. Do you have X-ray vision? She laughed, and I couldn't help grinning, too. God, Ella had this all the time. A real mom. No, not all of us have superhuman powers, she said. But some of us have access to X-ray machines. Dr. Martinez shared a vet practice with another doctor. Today was her day off, but she was sure no one would think it was weird for us to show up at the office. She gave me a windbreaker to wear, but I was still pretty freaked out about seeing other people up close. Hi, guys, Dr. Martinez said as we walked into the office. This is a friend of Ella's. She's doing a report on being a vet, and I told her I'd give her a quick tour. The three people behind the counter smiled and nodded as if this was totally believable. Maybe it was. How would I know? We entered the X-ray room, and Dr. Martinez checked to make sure I wasn't wearing jewelry. As if. Then carefully positioned me on a table. A machine hovered over me. I felt like my nerves were about to snap. She stepped out of the room.